Hi, everybody. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And welcome back to Open Language. Today we have a pre-intermediate lesson, one that you guys have requested about getting new glasses and contacts.
Oh, yeah. Just yesterday, actually, my best friend got new glasses. He said the glasses gave him a headache.
That can happen.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of useful language in this lesson that shows the differences of things that we say in North America compared to what you maybe would say in China.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So let's listen to the dialogue now.
Great.
Wow, Greg, I didn't know you wear glasses.
Oh, hey, Anne. Yeah, I usually wear contact lenses, but I ran out and need to go to the optometrist for an eye exam.
What's your prescription?
It's -5.25 in my left eye and -6.75 in my right.
I'm not too sure how bad that is. In China, we use a different scale. I'm not sure how it converts, but I think perfect vision is 2.0.
In North America, if a person has perfect vision, they would be at a zero.
So you're very nearsighted then?
Totally. I'm almost blind without my glasses or contacts.
Have you thought about getting laser surgery?
I should have gotten it done a long time ago, but I guess hindsight is 20/20.
What does that mean?
It means when someone looks back in time, they can see perfectly the things they couldn't see at the time.
So we just heard a dialogue between two friends, Anne and Greg. Maybe they're coworkers, but Anne has never seen Greg wearing glasses.
Yeah, that's right, because Greg doesn't wear glasses. He wears contact lenses.
Right, and he says, "Oh, hey, Anne. Yeah, I usually wear contact lenses."
Yeah, but this is a mouthful. This is too much to say, contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually shorten it.
Right, to contacts.
Yeah, just contacts. I wear contacts like that.
I slept with my contacts in.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It makes your eyes red.
Very dry. These are little plastic glasses that you actually put in your eye.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing and very convenient.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
So you can go swimming.
Mm-hmm. But what happened?
Oh, Greg ran out and he needs to go to the optometrist for an eye exam.
Yeah, so the one thing to be careful here, ran out. He's not actually running or leaving.
No way.
This is the verb to run out of something.
Mm-hmm. And it means you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. You used
finished
it
all.
Yeah, yeah. So for example, like milk or rice, I ran out of milk.
And I have to go to the store.
Right. So in this case, he didn't run out of milk or rice, but
contact lenses or contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he needs to go to the optometrist.
Yeah.
What is an optometrist?
Yeah, well, that's just a special kind of doctor for your
eyes.
Eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, like an eye doctor.
Right. And you can also say eye doctor.
Yeah, for sure. It's not weird to say eye doctor.
No. Mm-hmm. But if you do say optometrist, it's not formal or anything.
Oh, that's fine.
It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really long word, and we just want to repeat the pronunciation, optometrist.
Yeah, so the first part, O-P-T-O,
optometrist.
Metrist.
And where do you find an optometrist? Do you go to the hospital?
Well, you might find an optometrist there, but you don't have to go there. You can go to a clinic or even you can buy glasses in a store.
Right. They will actually have an optometrist on site.
Yeah, that's great.
Handy.
Mm-hmm. And then eye exam. Now, this isn't an exam like a school exam or something. Your eye doesn't take a test.
Well, kind of it does.
Kind of, yeah. They're just finding out how good.
Right. So you might have seen there's a big eye chart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the big letters going to very small letters.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to cover your eyes to test and do an exam to see how good or bad they are.
Yeah. When I was young, I actually thought glasses were cool. So I pretended that it was really difficult to read the chart. But actually, luckily, they didn't give me glasses.
Good. You're very lucky. I was the opposite.
Oh.
So after you do your eye exam, what does the doctor or the optometrist give you?
Yeah, he has to give you a prescription.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a very medical word. Mm-hmm. It connects to anything like medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where if you're sick and you go to the doctor, mm-hmm. you say, hey, can I get a prescription yeah. for something.
Yeah, yeah. Or the doctor just gives you his prescription, you know, take this medicine, then you go to the pharmacy. Right?
Mm-hmm. And it's actually the piece of paper mm-hmm. that you get
yeah.
that says what you need.
Yeah. So then Anne, she wants to know, how are Greg's eyes? So she asks, what's your prescription?
Right. And he responded and said,
yeah, it's -5.25 in my left eye and -6.75 in my right.
Yikes. So let's start with the first one. We see the little minus sign. Do we always have to say minus?
You can say minus or negative. Minus should be for math things, mm-hmm. but it's just easier to say.
Minus 5.25. Mm-hmm.
And then the number there, there's a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
We should always say point for math, numbers, things like that. And you can say dot for things like email addresses.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, like .com.
.com, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And so in China, Anne doesn't use this scale
right.
or these numbers. So
right.
she's a bit confused. And she says, we use a different scale.
Yeah, scale. Yeah. So she's not sure. The scale is like a unit for measuring.
Mm-hmm. So an amount.
Yeah.
And it goes from plus mm-hmm. 10 to minus 10.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing together is mm-hmm. the scale.
Right. So a similar thing would be like when you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
In North America, we use Fahrenheit, but in China, they use Celsius.
Right. And mm-hmm. we learned that in the apple pie lesson.
We did. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you may also use this word scale where it's something you stand on to see
yeah.
how heavy you are.
Right, yeah. Something when you want to know your weight, you
right.
stand on a scale and it tells you a number.
Yes.
And it's usually not a happy number.
No. If you have a scale, yeah, you might need to cut down on what you eat.
Yeah.
So just to step back a little bit, when Anne wants to know how bad Greg's eyes are or how good they are, she doesn't say, what degree
yeah.
are your eyes?
Yeah. What's the number?
What's the number? She yeah. says, what's your prescription?
Yeah, you could say, how's your eyesight?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or how good or how bad is it?
Yeah, yeah.
But generally, what's your prescription
yeah.
means all of that
mm-hmm.
into one thing.
Yeah.
And she says she doesn't know how it converts. So
mm-hmm.
converts means...
Yeah, it's like changing form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So changing, what is it in China? So earlier
mm-hmm.
you talked about Fahrenheit and
right.
Celsius.
Yeah.
To change those
mm-hmm.
is
like,
conversion.
Yeah, conversion. Yeah, or when you you take your computer or iPhone traveling to a different country and you can't charge it, because you can't plug it into the wall. You need a converter.
Exactly. And let's focus on this word a little bit, the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
So the verb here is convert.
Yeah, convert.
So the stress is on the second syllable.
Yeah, usually with verbs, the stress is on the second syllable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you turn it to a noun, it becomes?
Convert.
Convert.
Which is a different meaning.
It's a person who changes from one thing to another.
Yeah, so it has the same meaning like changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when I was younger, I had to wear glasses, but I hated wearing glasses. So I converted
mm-hmm.
to contacts.
Oh, you were a convert.
I was a convert. They were more comfortable and convenient.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So then we see here, I think perfect vision is 2.0. So vision, again, this is like eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like a similar word.
Exactly. This is actually an expansion word today
oh, yeah.
because it can have many meanings.
Mm-hmm.
But in this context, it just means sight or eyesight.
Mm-hmm. How well can you see?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So then Anne asks Greg, so you're a very nearsighted?
Yes. So Greg can't see far away.
Okay.
If you're nearsighted,
mm-hmm.
you can see near.
Yeah, nearsighted. That makes sense.
Yes. And
the opposite? Oh.
Farsighted.
Farsighted. So if I'm farsighted, I can only see far away.
Right.
So farsighted people need glasses to read a book?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas nearsighted people need glasses to see anything.
To cross the street.
So they don't get hit by a car.
Yeah.
And another word you may see for this is myopia.
Ooh.
But it's not a really common word. We just say nearsighted.
Nearsighted, farsighted.
Yes.
Good. And just be careful not to say short-sighted, which has a totally different meaning.
Right. Nearsighted is about vision. Short-sighted is about thinking.
You don't
want to be short-sighted. Mm. And when you're nearsighted, an expression you can say is, I'm blind without my glasses.
Yeah, so that's what Greg says. He says, I'm almost blind without my glasses. But he's not really blind.
No, it's an exaggeration.
Yeah, exaggeration, good.
Something that we often say, meaning I'm very, very, very nearsighted.
Yeah, I need my glasses.
I will walk into a wall. And then Anne asks him a question.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about getting laser surgery?
Right. So earlier we saw contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how we usually just say contacts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Same thing here. We don't really say laser surgery all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We can just say laser.
You got laser.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did.
Oh,
it was a great day.
Oh, I sensed some sarcasm.
No, not at all. Laser surgery, it's when you go to a clinic, a special optometrist, and they take a very powerful light and they fix your eye for you.
Sounds wonderful.
And you don't need glasses or contacts anymore.
That sounds great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But did Greg get laser surgery?
No, he didn't. He said, I should have gotten it done a long time ago. So that's a lot of helping verbs there, should have gotten. That means he didn't do it, but he kind of regrets it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wishes he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this part here, gotten it done. We use this get done. We use this when we give someone a task, like I got my hair done or I got my car fixed. I didn't do it. I gave the job to somebody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Greg does regret not getting it.
Yeah.
And he gives a very, very useful expression here.
Yeah. He says, hindsight is 20/20.
Now, okay, first, let's look at 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about earlier how in China, perfect vision may be 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But in North America, we say 20/20 is perfect vision.
Right. So, not to brag, but when I was young, my vision was 20/20.
I wish. But here, hindsight. What is hindsight?
Yeah. So if you take apart this word, you see the word hind,
which
you can think about back or like behind.
Behind.
So the backside or looking back.
Mm-hmm.
Sight is
looking back.
Look. Yeah. So it means looking back or looking to the past.
Right. And then Anne actually doesn't know what that fixed expression means.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg tells her.
Yeah, so he says it means when someone looks back in time or back to the past, they can see perfectly the things they couldn't see at the time.
Yes, so hindsight is 20/20 means
it's like we learn from our mistakes. So don't regret the past because in every moment, we can't know the future. We don't know what's the right decision.
Exactly. So this is a very, very great, useful, fixed expression that can be used any time that you regret something that maybe you should have done it or shouldn't have. And so, for example, if you stayed up all night playing computer games and didn't study for an exam, and what happens? You fail the exam. You can say,
oh, hindsight is 20/20.
Right. I should have known better.
Mm-hmm. Next time I won't make that mistake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take another listen to the dialogue between Anne and Greg about Greg's glasses.
Sounds good.
Wow, Greg, I didn't know you wear glasses.
Oh, hey, Anne. Yeah, I usually wear contact lenses, but I ran out and need to go to the optometrist for an eye exam.
What's your prescription?
It's -5.25 in my left eye and -6.75 in my right.
I'm not too sure how bad that is. In China, we use a different scale. I'm not sure how it converts, but I think perfect vision is 2.0.
In North America, if a person has perfect vision, they would be at a zero.
So you're very nearsighted then?
Totally. I'm almost blind without my glasses or contacts.
Have you thought about getting laser surgery?
I should have gotten it done a long time ago, but I guess hindsight is 20/20.
What does that mean?
It means when someone looks back in time, they can see perfectly the things they couldn't see at the time.
So today we learned a lot of useful expressions, kind of specialized expressions when you need to get new glasses or get your eyes checked.
Right. So if you guys have any experiences wearing glasses or contacts, or if you've had laser surgery, which the best, please let us know in the comments section.
Please do.
We look forward to seeing your comments. Take care.
See you later.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.